If I mention Indiana Jones, and I just did, most people will associate that character with the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's about the search, the fantasized search for the Ark of the Covenant. As the Israelites traveled on their Exodus journey, one of their defining moments was when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. And as God entered into a covenant with his chosen people, he gave them a code for their behavior toward him and one another. And as a sign of its permanence, he etched it in stone. And because those stone tablets were seen as the sign of God's presence with his people, they were enshrined inside an ark, a wooden box that they took with them in their travels over those 40 years. And in turn, the ark itself obtained a certain sacredness about it. But in reality, it was holy only because of what was inside of it. Even today, Jewish synagogues have an ark that holds the sacred Torah, the Jewish scriptures. Well, the first reading that we just heard from the book of Revelation speaks of a vision of heaven, and that vision shows the ark. It then goes on to talk about a woman clothed with the sun and the moon and the stars. We take this woman to refer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And just as the Ark of the Old Testament was honored because it held the presence of God in those stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, so Mary is seen as the Ark of the New Testament, as she held the presence of God in the person of Jesus. And because of that special role that she had in the incarnation of Christ, she is a holy person in her own right. But she is holy only because of that special relationship, of the privilege that she had to carry the person of Christ within her. And because of her faithfulness in living out that special privilege, we honor her today on the reward of her assumption into heaven after her death. Mother Teresa once wrote, "The vocation of Our Lady was to accept Jesus into her life. She accepted being the handmaid of the Lord. Then in haste, she went to give Jesus to St. John the Baptist and his mother. Today, the same living Jesus comes to us, and we too, like Mary, must go in haste to give him to others." As we receive the Holy Eucharist, we then carry Jesus within us, and we are called to share him with others as Mary did. May we recognize our own sacredness in being chosen by God to carry Jesus with us in our daily lives. And may we be as faithful as Mary was, and one day receive the reward of eternal life in heaven.